Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Shahzad Mohammed, Marissa Mendoza, 20th Century Vol, Neil Chebyanyak, Megan E. Carpenter, Vera Ray, Devas, 99 Robocats, The Buggiest, Gothic Rain, Jennifer Mayer, Kyle, President of the Drop Goodwood Fan Club, Cassidy the Butler, William Reek, Camille Weeks, Amanda Bills, Mary Friedrich, Anne Searle, Athena Metro, Emily Arotin Wagner. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Hi everyone, Alex again. While Ben and Tim take a break after Season 1, we're going to be bringing you some special content once a fortnight until Season 2 starts. We'll have more info on Season 2 soon, but in the meantime, we hope you enjoy today's special, Stella Bloopers.
We're recording. Okay, let's do...
We're recording?
We're recording.
Yeah. Why would you record this? What's that?
Watched pot, never boils.
Okay. What, were we going to not make it really difficult?
Sorry.
Timeline-wise, this is Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it was Friday review.
Yes.
Monday.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. I just had a sudden panic and I was going to say it wrong. I apologise.
Shall we just take that again?
Let's just take that again.
Okay. Trexel, what are you doing?
I'm checking the days!
A massive floating city.
Airborne. Air. Horn?
A giant penis.
Ooh, just that.
I'm not sure. We're trying to keep the explicit rating off, aren't we?
That's fine. We can say penis.
Do you want to say that one again?
It's mainly swearing. Yes, I will, without laughing.
This is episode 3 of Stella Firma Limited. If anybody says we recorded a whole episode and Tim buggered up the mic channels, then they are a filthy liar. This isn't what I wanted, turning up late in the day, head throbbing from one too many flax and whiz. Is, was I, what? Wait. A well-oiled cosmic greeting.
Yes. Well, when I'm done, you will be.
I look forward to being a well-oiled cosmic greeting, but
oh, you...
I said my own name.
I'm sure you're not supposed to swear.
What did I even want to say? Hang on.
I think you wanted to say...
I've won the county cup.
Can we start over? Because you didn't turn on the thing either.
I didn't turn on the thing. Let's do that all again.
Okay.
But I will...
Burn it to the ground.
Burn it to the ground.
Build it again.
Last 6 minutes.
Right, I'm going to start. I didn't start the timer. I didn't do anything, but we're doing basically exactly that because that was a lot of fun.
Basically, me and Jenny are just great.
Yeah. Okay.
Just doing very right, well. Let's start.
Yeah. Tim, on the other
hand. I don't know if I like look, cosmic greeting, though.
I did repeat that because there's a certain amount of... I beg your pardon.
You know.
You know, a well-oiled cosmic greeting.
Which is, of course, as we know...
Good Greg's a good egg. You know that, Greg? He's a good egg. Look it out now. It's Greg coming down. Good egg man. Good egg down. Give it out eggs to all the people. Look at them. They are so feeble. They are weak from lack of protein.
You've had caffeine, haven't you?
Woohoo! Yeah!
Do you know what? I think we might be warmed up now.
You know, when you're looking at a couple of planets in a lineup, maybe because a planet's committed a crime or something, and you're looking between them and you're like, these all look the same. And then you get accused of being a racist. And then somebody says, planets aren't a race. And you're like, ha-ha! You see?
I do see.
Do we want to keep that?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
It's kind of funny, but a bit dodgy.
It's a bit dodgy. Okay.
Hello, welcome to Elephant Firmer.
Elephant Firmer.
Where elephants are really firm about things.
I'm an elephant, and I'm pretty sure that economic policy is not going to work.
Elephant Firmer.
And scenes. And an absolute oof. Scene. Mm. Oof. Ooh, a mm. quality scene. Oof. Just going to pause this here.
I'm so drunk, and there's only 20 minutes left of the day. But that's fine. David will do design.
Tim's face. I'm doing acting, Ben.
I know.
I'm doing the acting.
Staring.
I'm doing the acting.
I know. It's just the look of murder in your eyes.
Sorry.
I just made eye contact and thought about what you might say in response and just lost it.
So it's Stella Firma episode 8. It's nearly 10 o'clock at night and we've had a few drinks and things are starting to unravel. So this is going to be our
starting.
Last... Starting. Like we're up top of the show, big tight ball of yarn. Now it's like a big cat moved it around. You look like you were going to say something. No, he's just shaking it. Yeah, Ben, don't lose your words. This is an audio format. No, that's a very lovely face, but that's not how audio works. So we're doing Stella Firma episode 8. I'm going to do the clap with the sound first because good. I always forget. Let's do that now.
A bit better with you all. It's fine.
Hey, I passed it on. Oh, no, let's not get in a yawn, Lou. They died of yawning.
It's the witching hour.
That sounded like you were going to go into a story, so I just thought I would keep talking. Yeah. Bonjour.
Bonjour,
planet.
I also haven't done the time.
Bonjour, planet.
Oh, bonjour, planet.
We went for biolumis and blah, blah, blah. Sorry. I just went biolumis.
So we'll go from we went.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Alki.
I'm not allowed the timer. I remember the Art Justice actually reviewed one of my planets. The review just read, why? No, we're silent. No.
Why?
Old Trexel Geisman over here with his brain like a bag of.
Trexel
over here.
Yes, we had a rocky start. You tried to take me apart as a person, but I feel we got through that, David, and we bonded. And as we bonded, we made beautiful love. No. No, that will end badly.
You do it to yourself.
You do. You and no one else. I tell you why I was late. Now, this time it's a real doozy. I had a hand neck deep in the reactor core. I'm going to do that again. My hand hasn't got a neck. Neck hand.
I was trying to think of the word elbow, and I came up with neck.
The actual relationship is precisely like this. Also, Ben, stop stroking the table.
I just love
to stroke the table.
I'm sorry.
This noise is not a fun noise for Ed. It's a bad noise for
Ed. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
He likes to edit it out. He has so much fun doing that whilst we're also speaking.
Yes.
And we fade out, Ed. Ed, we fade out, Ed. Why? Could I introduce you to the infinite blackness?
Oh,
of
it's a black hole.
You know, I've often liked a star or an orb, but
most
stop
of recording all,
I like
the podcast.
Blackness of space.
Okay, so why do you think it's so wet? In space?
Yes.
No,
Right, okay, I need to do something else than that.
It's a very simple, logical pattern.
Right.
It could be like water, but it's not like that. And therefore, why the not?
You need to say heck.
Why the not? It's a logical progression. Gas can be like fluids. Fluids aren't there. Gas isn't present in space. Then why the heck couldn't it be?
Do I even like this tangent?
Jamal back looks wantonly at the hump of her...
I went for something and it didn't quite work.
Okay.
Just interrupt me before I get too heavily into the
manuscript. I was like,
please, I haven't really got much.
I actually have a manuscript here. Something I've been working on. Okay. We open the fourth star cark.
What? Come on, Tim. Come on, star cark. Right, think about what you're going to say because this is...
We've dictionaried. Oh. Just say some stuff.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, it needs to have some... Like, the words need to... They need to be actual words. The star cark isn't anything, Ben.
Okay, just call the star cark.
The star cark. Okay, no, I've got some.
Okay, that's not... A, not an environment. B, I was going to go with Newton's not even a thing, but then that just thought, yeah. Oh, so many questions.
Because like we can still have Newtonian physics.
Yeah, exactly. So. I was digging for something that wasn't going to.
I like the idea. It's like, everything's on Newtonian. None of the laws apply.
ConsultCon. Destination? Every single consultant on Stella Firma. Destination? No.
It didn't make any sense.
David, why do you feel like you're working through all this in real time?
Sorry, I died. I was in China. It was like, because.
Yeah.
No.
Because I am.
It was my fault.
And that means they are really horny.
Wow, they're horny. Okay, right. And can you say, and that means they're, and I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay.
I'm just going to put some lactose in my mouth now.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I mean,
that's gummy.
That's cow's milk as well.
Yeah, it's milk from a cow's teat.
We'll just use vegetable milk. Then you can have milky teas and it's not going to be lactose.
I wonder if oat milk would do that or if that's...
No, it's literally the lactose.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure.
But like, I'm an expert.
I mean, you only really get milk throat when you have milk.
I've got milk throat.
Well, no, but, I mean, you know what I mean. You've never heard of milk throat?
No.
You got a milky palate?
Oh, I've got, yeah, sure.
Oh, milky palate, my nemesis. Yeah. Since you got that milk throat back in 83, you've been a mess. I can barely understand you on the news.
Okay, we are being recorded. That's We're fine. So very sorry,
We're
Alex.
We're only wasting our own time. Oh, and also Alex.
Yeah.
He knows when
this is literally
is.
Paid time
he can
now.
Skip.
We have about 17 minutes left, so that's good that you're keen. Anyway, the one.
I'm keen. Sorry, keep going.
The one.
Keen. No, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Just keep going.
Son of a bitch. Right. We'll keep going with that. I just need to not break.
Okay.
Right. Oh, it's funny because I know you're going to say keen.
We'll go from the keen. We'll go from the first keen.
Yeah. I just need to give me a second.
Oh, hang on.
Darling!
No.
Why bother pausing it, Tim? We've got so much time to catch up on.
And how do you begin sex? Well, when one being loves another being, or is... No, hang on. What do I want to say?
Do we want to explain?
I'm taking us there. Okay. I want to hear Trexel explain. Okay. This is what the people want.
This is what they want. Okay.
Let David say. Just tell me to shut up.
Shut up, David. Shut up.
But wait for me to have a clean take because I hadn't quite finished.
It's up to me. I gotta do it again.
I think it's do it again first. Enough. So this episode.
Help me. I can't do the things you want.
This is episode 22.
Oh, that was being recorded.
Episode 22 of Stella Firma. We had a little bit of a sing song. It's nice in the room.
Hey, Alex. Everything is a really good band.
Yeah, try and listen to Everything. Can't do.
Do the things you want.
Oh, we're not selling it.
Can't do the things you want.
Rock. It's a band entirely comprised of birds,
crows
singing. So we'll go from me entering, I suppose.
What? Yeah. That's what without preamble means.
I just sort of need you to make a noise. I'm so used to it. Okay.
For f- sake.
So sorry.
You make that sort of clear? Or?
Just expelling gas from both ends.
A bit of fart and off we go. Okay, right.
No, not off we go, okay? Give me a moment.
Off we go, okay.
It was a well-timed burp and a fart and a go, so... Stop trying to make me laugh. This is making it take longer.
Oh, speaking of sad dough, their homeworld was destroyed by invading space whales.
Oh, Bo. Oh, no for them. Oh, for Fluff.
Oh, Bo.
She's a space whale. You know, it's a more simple system.
Fair enough. I really killed that.
Okay, so we'll go from the end of that and you'll just move on. When in doubt, move
my
on.
My brain just seized up.
Space whale. What does a space whale dislike? Thinking in real time now.
Say something.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm not the one sitting here in silence.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, it's like a safe zone. Fill it with loads of nations. It's really difficult to decide who you want to kill.
Exactly, sort of a demilitarized planet.
Yes, yes, but they can't know it's a DMZ. Because you know what they hate?
It's a DMP.
Ah, f*** me. Also, I don't want to say this. This is nothing.
Okay. The one thing they've said is they hate right angles.
Ah, it's got four, hasn't it?
Yes.
I've got an idea. What happens when you glue two pyramids bottom to bottom together?
You... do get rid of the right angles.
No, I've just realised you don't, because...
Yeah, you do.
There's still a square.
Oh, yeah, and the middle. Yeah.
This isn't a good... Hang on, wait. Look, I know Trexel
is supposed
to... What
we're telling is that the Meredith brothers don't really know much about geometry.
Oh, shapes! Shapes! Let's make it a cone.
Okay, right, good.
And also, cone sort of sounds like clone. I don't think that's anything, but I think we should note it. No?
No, I really okay, no, I like it. I just didn't expect it.
Repent, Trexel Geisman, repent. And I'm like, no thank you. And I'm trying to close the door, but their foot's in the door, and I'm slamming it, and the foot's bleeding now. And then there's a bit of a foot in my house. What am I going to do with it then? What do I do? I'm using the paperweight, but it's starting to smell. Come on, Ben.
Come what? Stop being so funny.
No. Okay, so luckily, again, you held yourself long enough.
Yeah, that's why I'm quiet. I'm trying to hold it in. I don't want to ruin the take. Oh, nearly there.
Just
again,
minutes,
did not
seconds.
Expect you to go there.
I'm enjoying this.
They're good. It's good. And I'm glad and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's
just... Alex, sorry, in case you weren't noticing, these are good and they're enjoy them. I've got a rotting fart of a foot.
Exactly.
It's a paperweight.
And you expected me to just blast right past that, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God. Well, that's lucky because... Oh, boop, there it goes. I just...
You don't need to do the Foley for it,
I know,
David.
That was David coughing.
Oh,
to cover the
cough?
Clunk.
Well, it was. Yes, it was a bad cough. I mean, no. Okay, I'll drop it. Yeah. I'll try something. It didn't work.
Clunk.
David, I noticed it more because you did that.
Gurk, tube noise. Nothing wrong.
It also, I like the fact whenever you submit it, like, there is Seth Foley, but you always go bloop.
Bloop, bloop.
Okay, we're so close to the end.
Christ.
Let's give you another scream. Fun one.
Oh no!
Not that one.
That wasn't Trexel's voice.
Okay, that's enough. You can work out from those screams, I'm sure. If you need another scream, let me know.
How about a government mandated limited entertainment policy?
Oh no, that wouldn't be good at all. Wait, sorry, no, that would be good. Sorry, I didn't mean to negate that. You try that line again, and I'll have a different response.
What about a government-mandated entertainment policy?
That's even better! Forget the transport stuff, that's that's a swear! Try it all again! All of it again! Lock the doors! Shut your face! Let's do it again! Okay, ha-ha!
Yeah, okay, right. So, there's other ideas here, and I don't have any!
What? That was just me checking
did
out.
Did you run out?
I just went, well,
beep.
Well, nothing.
Yeah.
We're done.
They're going to need so much oil in order to make this all work. You can't wrestle when you're not oiled.
And
otherwise,
meat.
You'll grip. What?
I just completely spoke over you. I'm really sorry.
Son of a...
Oh.
Oh, yes, it's me.
You started last time.
I forgot. Let's just put another clap in there. Okay.
Right. He's not breaking out of Trexel, so we're in trouble.
You're a complete idiosyncrat, egotistical maniac. Other words.
People have tried to define me, and it is difficult.
Yes.
Just laughing now.
I just let a little chuckle.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even realise.
I enjoy this podcast. It's great. You guys are really funny.
Trexel, are you all right? Trexel, you're.
Everyone is Trexel, apparently.
Everyone is Trexel.
Give the man a puppet and everyone in the world is Trexel.
Give a man a puppet, he'll bond with that puppet. Give him two puppets, Puppet City. You know,
I just feel sorry for Alex. This is so much.
It's the life he chose. This is Stella Firma, episode 17. Ben and Tim Meredith presiding. The time is 17:39 in the PM. This is the first episode after the review. So we're going to start with some...
No.
Little vocal, little mouthy warm-ups.
It's
and
the
then
first
we're going to
episode
do...
after the team building exercise.
I meant to say that. I thought team review and then said team building exercise.
Nope.
No, other way around.
Cool.
I am a protected category. And like an endangered...
Not for thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Dyslexia is all about thinking, ding dong.
Ah!
Finally! My victory is here!
Damn it.
The Brandgeistman! Yeah. So, hi, Alex. I'm officially dyslexic, so any mistakes I make...
He's always been officially dyslexic. He's just making it a thing
I'm
now.
I'm making it a thing now. I'm leaning into it. I'm woke, is that what that means? I don't think so. But can you be woke about yourself, about something you already knew but are now exploiting?
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose so.
Pretty sure you're unwoke at that point.
Yeah, look, it's all about me. Look, I am the most derided member of society, the idiot. And we have our time now. We're in government now.
That's very unfair to dyslexic people.
Hot satire.
Very unfair.
What, you mean my people?
Yes, your people.
I speak for them all. Every single one.
I think Alex might also be dyslexic, so we'll let him get back to you on that one.
Yeah, well, you know, he's one of the splitters. He's one of the intelligence.
So, how's recording going, Tim?
It's going real well.
Good.
It's going real. Costing Alex money every second.
That you insult him for.
I insult him for. But you know what? He knows that it's from this these humble beginnings that pots of hot humour do boil and froth over into the cups of the waiting people below. It's frothing.
Oh, Tim,
please. Have you had a cup of regular coffee and some semi-skimmed milk? I think you have, you scamp.
Oh, what's he like?
So this is the recording of Stella Firma episode 21.
God, there's loads of them. Maybe we should stop.
Really, Trexel?
Yes, really, David. Because you've been leading me around by my nose like a big nose dog. I'm going to do that again because that's nothing.
Okay, great. So we've got a leg of water, a leg of fire, a leg of air, a leg of goo for David, and also a freshly tilled leg of earth.
The freshly tilled.
Stop the timer.
It's just funny. It's just a funny concept.
Okay. Right. Frank, we will do this. Come on. 2, 3, 4. The song.
Oh, that felt really wrong that we didn't actually do anything. Somebody said 2, 3, 4, yeah. And the song didn't start. And I'm like,
cool. The Cosmic Lounge. The Cosmic Lounge.
You're going to do 2, 3, 4.
No.
Count yourself in every time. Yeah. Start the takes the same
Fine.
Way.
Okay.
Don't make more work for the editor.
But they're not me. Okay. 2, 3, 4. The Cosmic Lounge. Where do you even... The It's worth it.
It's not a hard song.
It's a hard song. All right. This is the brief. It's been stopping in the tube.
Oh, that's weird.
What have you been doing?
Oh, that's weird. And the first
Who
time...
Who has done this to me? David! David, I knew you were betraying me somehow.
No.
Burn it all down!
What?
No. Don't burn it all down. Fix it.
Tim has died.
Editor's note. Tim died.
If you don't walk with a left right, I will put your head into a chemical toilet.
Okay. I'll walk.
That was too dark. That was far too dark.
Traxel?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Traxel stole the brief. Traxel took the brief.
You Judas! Judas Iscariot! We've decided Save not it. To mention Judas. I like shouting Judas Iscariot.
And could you please put the fish down?
But it's my... Okay, if I can just pop that back in there. I'll deal with you later, wink. Gonna f*** that fish.
Detect it.
Bestiality detected. David Seven. Child murderer? Who can say? That's not what we're here about. Let's not do child murder. Okay. Okay.
Dog strangler.
Dog strangler. He sets fire to orphanages. Helping the small guy, the small business person, the little person, the microscopic germ that's been assaulted. That's too dark, Tim. assaulted. Don't mention assault.
Defrauded.
Okay.
The microscopic germ that's just leaving political adverts outside its sphere.
The liberal who's going to stand up for the God. The alt-right Nazi. That guy needs help, apparently. Right.
Get it out.
Okay, cool. It is with great personal sacrifice that I now turn in my access card to Imogen and hope that in this, I am swapping that out and saving the sweet clone life of David Seven. Tammy Ramble.
I need the last couple of words.
And so, it is with... Hang on a minute. There is a stomach in the courtroom today. A stomach in the room. It is mine. So.
So if you press across, what I can do is cross cut between various
things. I mean, it is lunchtime.
I'll do them all in vastly different voices to make it difficult. So. It is in closing and with great personal sacrifice that I, Trexel Watsitz Geisman. No, that's not this. So warm.
I'm going to keep my eyes on you, Trekkel.
Trekkel!
Oh, Trekkie boy.
Little Trekkel.
That's it!
Right! What?
Give me that! Give me that!
Get off my statue!
Give me that fish!
That's
give me
my
that
fish! Get I love you!
Made it weird!
Sorry. Okay, put your foot in my mouth!
Okay. There
we go. All podcasts end as fetish podcasts eventually!
Right.
You use the ones that you think are good.
Look, make Tim look good, but not too good.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.